gift. It's what we do with that time that we have that matters. Time can only be managed through the lenses of efficiency and effectiveness, and both will be explored in this book. It's creating a balancing act even when the world seems chaotic. The world will always be busy. There will always be deadlines, to-do lists, expectations, and obligations. These will not cease. The only difference we can make is through our choices. Through our desires to work with time dynamically, we change how we think and feel about time and how it governs our behavior. Life is always changing. It's never perfectly balanced. Life never remains the same from one moment to the next. Whilst most of us think that that's a bad thing, it is in fact good. It means that if things are going badly, it's only for a season. Situations and circumstances can change in the blink of an eye, and that's what we need to continually keep in mind. This helps us to realise that even though things may not be going according to plan right now, this situation is not forever. This too shall pass. When we recognise this, it decreases our stress load exponentially. We are constantly shifting to adjust to whatever circumstances our day presents to us. Think of life the way you know we learn to walk. We may fall. Sometimes when we fall, we decide to try again and find ourselves stumbling. We learn. We hear the positive feedback from our parents. We experiment. Eventually, we walk, and in no time, we are bounding towards a brighter future. Then sometimes, we feel stuck or out of sync with time. We formulate strategies and tactics to move us toward a sense of flow. However, flow on its own does not necessarily enable us to feel in full control of time and circumstance. It will not give us the balance that we may yearn for. Developing balance is entirely personal. It doesn't matter what others think. Let me repeat that. It doesn't matter what others may think. Striving to achieve someone else's view of balance is the first step towards disappointment. You'll never approach real joy by trying to squeeze yourself into a life that's perfectly designed for someone else. What are your dreams? Let's start there. I'll show you how to capture your dreams and turn them into reality with a proven goal-setting system that you can apply to your whole life. However, a well-balanced life doesn't just consist of our own overall well-being, but that of those who surround us. Our family and friends need to be incorporated into our time as well. We cannot neglect them, and we need to schedule time when we can just relax. If we don't take care of ourselves in this process, there is the potential to burn out. All the time management strategies and tactics I'll share add up to just one half of the equation. They help you utilize the time you have and add to the sensation of being in control. Then, life throws you a plot twist and you realize you were never in control at all. Life will always give us what we place our focus on. Continuously living in the past or idling in our dreams of the future comes with a steep price. We end up missing the beauty that is the present. Smile and soak up every last drop. Life is about letting go of the things that we can't control, because there will be many of them. Sometimes we may need to work very hard, but we need to rest as well. However, in dynamic time management, we eliminate the need to chastise ourselves for what didn't get accomplished or what got missed. It's giving ourselves permission to know that we did our best and to eliminate the stress in our lives at the things that got missed along the way. One of my long-held beliefs is that time management is an essential skill for a change maker, and that's why I've written this book. Many elements will be familiar for those of you who have followed me on this journey, and that is by design. They still work. Almost 20 years since I wrote my book Time Management 24/7, foreseeing a world in which everyone would be using their phones to help them manage their lives, the fundamental principles have not changed. What has changed is the